People all over the world read the novels of Ken Follett, the Welsh-born author of such bestsellers as Eye of the Needle and Triple.
We never had a TV in our home. Consequently, my entertainment was reading rather than TV.
I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Follett, who was in his early 30s, went to London University, then worked as a reporter in Cardiff and in London, and later for a publisher. He wrote and published some 10 novels before he came up with a bestseller.
My first novel was accepted for publication. My agent suggested that I might one day want to write better books, and so she suggested that I have a pen name for that first book. It was a sensational mystery with fast cars and fast women. From that beginning, my books improved a little. I wrote 10 altogether.
Under such pen names as Zachary Stone, Bernard L. Ross, Simon Miles, and Martin Martinson.
Although I didn't spend enough time on them, and in the end they weren't very good, they got a little better. Each was a little better than the last.
Most were published as paperback originals.
Each one I intended to be the breakthrough bestseller, and as one by one they were published and failed to become bestsellers, I tried to analyze what there was about them that wasn't sufficiently appealing or wasn't sufficiently high quality. And finally, with Eye of the Needle, as I was writing it, I felt that I'd done it.
Ken Follett says the success of Eye of the Needle was no accident.
I was very careful to create the right characters and to plot the thing right and pace it right. And the structure of Eye of the Needle, the reader doesn't generally notice it, but it has a very rigid structure, that book.
Eye of the Needle permitted Follett to quit his publishing job.
I did not anticipate that it would sell millions and millions, but I knew it would be a successful book, a bestseller.
Follett's latest book, On Wings of Eagles, is a nonfiction account of Dallas millionaire Ross Perot's raid to rescue two members of his firm who were being held for ransom in an Iranian jail. More with Ken Follett in my next report. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ken Follett is a young Welshman who made the bestseller list with Eye of the Needle. He was able to quit his job with a publisher, start another book, Triple, and...
I also did some, I suppose you could call it, hack work. I wrote a novel for an English publisher based on the screenplay of the movie Capricorn One. I wrote a giant ape story for a publisher who was negotiating for the rights to King Kong but was not sure that he would get them.
And he wrote a police adventure for BBC television. Today, Follett does his writing in Surrey, about 50 miles from London.
We have a library. It's on the top floor. It's on the attic floor. And when we bought the house, there were 5 bedrooms there for maids. And we knocked all the walls down and turned that into a library. So it's a library in the roof, and it has windows out onto my garden, which is very beautiful. And it's furnished with mahogany shelves and a light-coloured carpet, and it's just a beautiful place to work, very quiet and peaceful, surrounded by my books.
Because he's in and out of New York a lot, Follett also has an apartment in Greenwich Village.
My books are, to some extent, a collaborative effort. I seek input and criticism from large numbers of people, and I'm fortunate in having an agent who is a very creative man.
His latest book, On Wings of Eagles, is nonfiction. It's about the mission of Dallas businessman Ross Perot to break 2 of his employees out of an Iranian jail.
I've deliberately avoided writing a novel with American characters simply because if I write about British characters, I can freely invent their background, their childhood, their school, their food, their landscapes, whereas if I wrote American characters, I would have to research those things, and I wouldn't get the same natural feel.
More with Ken Follett in my next report. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Novelist Ken Follett was intrigued when he received a letter from Dallas millionaire Ross Perot. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Perot wanted Follett to write an account of Perot's rescue mission to break 2 of his employees out of an Iranian jail where they were being held hostage.
Perot was evidently a rather interesting character. There was a larger-than-life major character in it from the start. It was Dallas, which interested me from afar.
So Follett flew to Texas and spent half a day with Perot, who spent most of the time telling anecdotes.
That was his saving grace, because in other respects we had nothing in common. There were different nationalities, different generations, different politics, and he's from business and I'm from the arts.
It was agreed that Follett would write and publish the book in the usual way, but that Perrow had the right to scotch the deal.
He was concerned to protect the memory of Colonel Simons, who is the hero of the story and who is now dead. And we agreed that if my characterization of Colonel Simons was radically different from what Perrow saw as the character of Colonel Simons, then the book would not be published.
Follett moved into a Dallas hotel room and began to go to work.
Each of the people in the story wrote an account of the section of the story with which he was most intimately familiar. So I began with a series of memoranda from characters in the story telling me their bit, and I then interviewed them.
Follett entertained the idea of going to Iran, but didn't want to put his life on the line.
On Wings of Eagles, we see Iran, we see the landscape and the cities and so on through the eyes of the characters. Because I asked them, they would be talking about going to a particular street, and I would say, okay, what did it look like? How wide was the street? Were there any trees? What were the buildings made of? How many people were there? What was the weather like? Was it hot or cold? Was the sun shining?
Ken Follett's On Wings of Eagles is a heart-stopping account of a group of businessmen in their effort to rescue two of their own from the nightmare world of Iran. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.